Welcome to Shom Achshov on the Daf. Your sponsor, Louis Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Shom, Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Kuf Nun Hei. The Gemara with Beis brings a story that there was this boy under the age of 20 who sold the nechassim of his father, and they were coming to test him if he has das. So they came in front of Rava, and the relatives told him, they taught him to go and eat dates and throw the pits on Rava. So Rava concluded that this boy doesn't have das, and therefore the mechir is not a mechir. So came the lekuchos, and they taught the kid to do something else, to go and tell in front of Rava the words, Megillas Esther bezuzo, shtar demar bezuzo. Meaning, Megillah of Esther is cost one zuz, and a shtar is also a zuz, just to complain that even though a shtar is much shorter than Megillas Esther, it's still the same price. So Rava saw that this kid does have das, because he's able to give some logic that has to do with commerce. So they answered, yes, but the reason for this is because the Lekuchos taught him to say it. He didn't really know how to say it on his own. Answered Rava, Mizper Sovr Le Sovr. Yeah, they taught him and he knew what to say it. So if they taught him and they knew what to say, that's good enough. So both the Ben Yehoyada and the Boine on the Yaakov addressed this in a similar fashion. And they explain like this. Avada, when a person is taught something from the outside and is able to comprehend and to follow it, that's also considered to be Chochma. We can add to that what Rashi brings in Chumash. When it says Chochma, bin of Adas, Rashi says, what's Chochma? Chochma is Masha Adam learning from Rabbi. A person learns from somebody else. That's Chochma. So yes, the ideal Chochma is when a person is able to come and do from it on his own. But if a person is able to follow instructions and understand what people tell him, that's Chochma as well. The Boine adds that Shlomo HaMelech, when he asks for Kadosh Baruch Hu Chochma, he says, V'nasato l'avdecho lev shemea. Lev shemea means all he asked is, I want to understand what other people tell me. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him more. Lev chochom v'novon, which means a lev that's able to be maven on its own and comprehend and say its own concepts. But you see from here, lev shemea is also a lev chochom. Hi, so if so, what happened originally when he was throwing the dates? So the Ben Yehoyada explains that when he was throwing the dates, Rava thought that maybe he doesn't listen to what people tell him as well. And the Ben Yehoyada asked, he was throwing the pits on Rava, so the Mishpacha, as part of the charade, they were telling the boy, stop doing it. He didn't listen because that's what they told him originally to do. So it seemed that he does not follow instructions. He says, stop doing a Maisa Shtus. But then Rav understood it wasn't he was doing a Maisa Shtus, he was following instructions. The fact that he was willing to follow instructions to the level that he did is because he had a chutzpah yisera that he had. But he still considered to be a chacham when he follows other people's instructions. We have to add over here that the idea of a bardas, what is a bardas? A bardas is somebody who takes some concept, some idea, and brings it out to the outside. He connects the Maisa to what he knows. That's the whole idea of das. Chochma is what he learns, bin is understanding. Das is loshem chibur. It's a connection. The one connects with his intellect to his outside actions. So the shaila is when you see someone doing something, is he bringing out some intellect or not? Rava thought in the beginning, maybe not. Maybe it's tal ma'ase shtus. But then when he found out he is following intellect, just not his own, what he got from others, that's called the chochma as well. And that's a chiddush. That is a demonstration of chochma. And according to this, you can add one more thing, because the sentence Lekuchos taught the Katan to say was Megillas Esther with a Zuz and Ashtar with a Zuz. What's the connection to Megillas Esther and Ashtar? So Ramea Simcha writes in his Chidushim, they both don't have the name of Hashem. Megillas Esther doesn't have the name of Hashem, and Ashtar Esther don't have the name of Hashem. Now, Lechor, the Oimek, according to what we're learning, is like this. Megillas Esther doesn't have the name of Hashem in it. But the whole point of Megillas Esther is to reveal Hashem in the Maisim, in the actions, even though you don't see the name of Hashem clearly. Through the story of Megillas Esther, you reveal the name of Hashem. The same thing with Shtar, we mentioned earlier in the Masechta. The Shtar, as the Maharal explains, Loshon Shaiter. It's the one who takes out things from Minakoyach Lapal. God takes out to fruition. You're taking out Yotzer Hashem through the Shtar, even though you don't mention the name of Hashem. So the idea is that the Kukul is trying to say, I want you to reveal to the outside what really you have. They think you don't have das. Let's reveal to the outside. Let's look at the surface through your mindset what you really have. And that's the exact idea of Megillas Esther and Ashtar, which reveals to the outside HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it doesn't say the name clearly inside, Kach Yesh Lomar. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.